Hello and welcome to another episode of I Bought a Business. I'm Erin Greger, sharing my journey of business buying. And now we are in the thick of things. This episode is another one I recorded. I'm going to share some footage from my car. Again, I'm going to apologize about the audio. I didn't check the mics. God, content creation 101. Sometimes these mics are fantastic. Sometimes they suck. So unfortunately, you're getting a couple of episodes of where they suck. But all right, so here's what's happening as we get to this place. And again, why I wanted to share, you know, where I'm at. I'm trying to talk through my craziness. So I have gone to the depths of what the hell did I do, of sobbing, of crying, of, you know, there was a moment I was lying in bed and I talked about this even my husband, but he's like, well, you know, I'm so sorry. I should have done this. You know, I apologize. And he's like, well, you can't take it back now. It's done is done. So it's time to move forward, right? So I've already explained how much I hate relying on people from a owing people money perspective. So I was dealing with that. And then what's really coming to fruition in this moment and in this video is I'm realizing how much I have to depend on these people. So as I mentioned, I didn't know much about this industry. So now I've got these employees who they know everything. And I realize everything is riding on them. So if they decide to walk, I'm screwed. Like, they will walk with all the clients. The clients have absolutely no loyalty towards me. There was one, which I will share more. I had a feeling something was going down. In fact, I literally broke down sobbing, crying, to the owner. It sounds so awful. It does get better, y'all, but this is just, oh my gosh, this was just some really awful times because I had a feeling something was going down with one of these employees. I had a feeling. There was a very long conversation that happened on the first day I was there that was not around me. It was whispering in the back. I just had a feeling something was going to happen. And so it just set my nerves on fire. And always trust your intuition. You're going to hear more about that later on in this whole podcast. But I had a feeling something was going on. And so I knew at the time, I only had three employees. We've actually doubled the staff now. But at the time, I only had three employees. And three employees making all your income, like one goes down, it's a lot. Two goes down, you're screwed, right? And I had no idea how to hire new groomers. I had no, there's so much I didn't know. And so to be 100% reliant on someone, oh my gosh, y'all, this is like my worst place to be. Like 100% relying on someone is a terrifying place for me to be. So the fact that I had three people I had to 100% rely on and know that at any given point, this whole deal could really be in a lot of trouble if any of them decide to leave. Like, I don't know what kind of relationship they had with the owner. I don't know what kind of relationship, like, I have no idea what's going on and going forward. So this was just, it was really realizing like why I was so upset, why I wasn't sleeping at night, why all these feelings were just like bubbling up. Oh, because I'm living in my worst possible fear, owing people money and relying 100% on people to pay those people back. Through work, through time, got through it. But in this video, I'm really breaking down like the understanding of where I'm, what I'm feeling and what's happening. And second, talking through the business model a bit. Again, I love going back on these videos because I realize like how overzealous I was. I mean, good for me on having some big, big goals. But I also realize like how big they were, especially with a one-man show of building it. And just, the other truth is I had to learn this business before I even started adding stuff. So I talked through a bit of the business model, what I see it happening, what my goals are, what I wanted to get through. And it was still, I would say for the first month was just, I'm being generous. Let's just say, I think the first 5 months were this roller coaster of rockiness where every time I think I had a handle on it, there was a big funny laugh happening somewhere else and curveballs coming. And Even to this day, as I record this, we're 6 months past, I still feel uncomfortable saying I think it's going well. But we get there. So again, I apologize for the audio, just a little bit of footage of me realizing what's happening and what's going down. And as always, thanks so much for watching.
Growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join.
I bought a business. If you're watching this on video, I apologize. It is 6:30 in the morning. I just dropped my son off at football practice and I'm on my way to studio and just waking up right now. So I wanted to get this out though. Of course I'm driving. I'm just trying to get these done. I have had the business now for not even a week. The last one I recorded, I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was very just overwhelmed by the thought of what have I done. Now I feel a little bit better. I can be honest with you, that whole thing, it was terrifying. It's terrifying knowing how reliant I am on people. However, any business, you're reliant on people. Now, obviously the bigger you get, the more, you know, you can move around. But anytime you've got appointments like that, there could be a day that somebody gets sick and you're going to have to maneuver. And I mean, it's just like anything. If somebody is that inflexible where you're like, hey, your person is sick or whatever, I think there's the schedule's just so tight. But like I said, the overwhelm of everything is really, it was a lot. So anyway, I also was just creating fear, you know, like you're adding all these potential risks to your plate that all these other things could go wrong. And you're just like, okay, I just really hope they don't go wrong. Fingers crossed. And it's nerve wracking. And it was just all encompassing all at once. And now it's baby steps to mitigate this. Like I had mentioned, we had a bad review. It was a competitor. I reported it. If it doesn't get taken down, I will kill her with kindness and come up with a very probably passive aggressive post. Let's be honest, but I will be kind and just be like, I've already got a plan out, so we'll see. I'll fill you in on that one. And again, I've come up with a plan of how do I get people to give us more reviews and all of that stuff. I already have my plan in place. So I've set these goals for myself of where I want to be by September of next year. So I bought this in September. By the close of September, I want to be at a 50% increase in gross revenue. I think it's very possible. I know it's very possible. It is putting two full-time people into the mix that can get me there. So it's definitely, definitely possible. So that's really my main goal. And then I'm really breaking this out into a month by month basis. I don't like right now, we've got the self-serve side. It's very hit or miss. And so by the end of the month, my goal is to, it's 2 weeks away, I think I can do this, implement a membership strategy for that because we are about to get busy with that. I want people to schedule themselves. So with the membership, you're going to be able to schedule yourself. And what I want is just to create some sort of consistency with it. Because like on Saturday, it's like, it's feast or famine. It's like five people coming in for this and then none. So what I want for my members to be able to do is schedule themselves. That's one thing, and create the membership. We're going to see how the membership goes. I'm also going to implement leave us a review on Google, and I'll give you a free something. I got to figure out what that free is. I'm in this process of researching that. So that's another, by the end of September, we'll have the website done, have those things implemented by the end of September. And start running ads. I've taken over the social media. I'm starting to post every day. And I know this is probably a lot. I probably should just give myself another week to learn the business, but we're rolling. I got my first orders in, did a little shopping, had a little fun. I think I feel more excited about it. So those are my goals. By the end of October into November, I want the shampoos and the washes to be on a monthly schedule. I'm going to simplify all the pricing by the end of the year to a one system, because right now she's got this point of sale system and it's terrifying because it's on a computer that's probably super archaic, and if that thing goes down, we're screwed. So I'm happy to lay out these things in the show notes because I want to just, you know, like, this is what goes in my brain. These are the details in my head of like, here's what I want to do, here's how I want to do this, and here's where I see this potentially going. So that is where we're at right now. What was really sweet and really cute, which made me feel a lot better too, was my daughter came in and was like, this is my heaven. Like, she was really excited about it. I know it's a novelty, I know it can be worn off, but you know, to see her at least see this come to fruition and come to life and, you know, be excited about it. My son was excited too, don't get me wrong, but it's like totally up my daughter's alley. So, I mean, I look at it too, that baby steps, right? Maybe this is something she wants to grow with me. Maybe this is something she hasn't nothing, never want anything to do with, but it's a business that's there by the time, you know, I may want to retire. Maybe she'll want to take it over. I don't know. So, it was just sweet having that opportunity, but I feel better. I feel very, 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 very much better. And like I said, now it's a matter of getting the social media out. Now it's a matter of just kind of taking control of this thing. And I have one more week with the owner there. I need her. There's just so much to learn. It's honestly the scheduling thing that's freaking me out and just getting people in. And I know what time that'll get there. It's hiring. That's another thing I'm doing, is hiring a groomer. Honestly, with two full-time employees, if I can add two more full-time employees, a washer and a groomer, I'm at 50% increase almost. And then, you know, that'll bring more people in from a sales perspective, and I can sell more merchandise. I can get more self-washes. But I mean, like I said, the 50% thing over the next years is really an easy reach. And so that's just my slow roll of how do I increase this? How do I get that? Will increase prices at the first of the year type of deal. So that is where we're at.